Good morning, and a very warm welcome to St Mungo's this morning, particularly if you're visiting, and do come and have a cup of tea or coffee with us in the hall after the service. I'd like to draw your attention to a couple of the notices for this Wednesday evening, the joint prayer and praise evening in the town hall, which is being hosted by Destiny Church. The first in a new series of such events in Pennycook, which are effectively organised by the Pennycook churches together. So I'd commend that to you. There are sheets in the vestibule and in the hall to sign up if you'd like to stay for a buffet lunch in 2 weeks' time after the representatives from the Church of North India, we hope, will be here at the morning service. I've also to let you know that Mrs. Brenda Miller has died in Cookin Terrace. Her funeral will be on Thursday the 19th at 1 o'clock in the main chapel at Morton Hall. I just ask you to pray for her friends and family. And finally, Gordon, you'd like a word.
Good morning, everyone. As many of you probably know, I've been trying to get funding for decoration of our church hall. It's been a long haul, about 7 or 8 months, but I can inform you now that we have received funding to the tune of just under £10,000 from the Asda Foundation. I didn't want to say anything until news of the approaching cheque, which is about this size, is coming. So this Friday morning, myself and John and anybody else who wants to come along to Asda at the ungodly hour of 9 o'clock on Friday morning, you're more than welcome. Now, the date for the decoration that's on your notice is a week out. It's starting on the 14th of October for possibly just under 2 weeks for the walls and the roof, and the following week the flooring will be done. It will take the full week because of the drying time for the floor. Also, the decorator who's doing the hall is also going to fix this wee problem I've got up here, which is costing us, or will cost us, £468. I think at a board meeting once I'd said probably around 500, so it's on the right side. Any VAT on that situation, we can get refunded, but not for the hall, unfortunately. So if the other thing is, if you've got anything that's actually on the wall in the hall that you want to keep, could you remove it sometime before the next couple of weeks? Because we will be removing the notice boards both there and in the vestibule. The vestibule will be done as well. I managed to sneak that one under the door. So, yes, as I say, watch out for the paint. Hopefully it will be the best thing that ever happened for a long time. In fact, it's been quite some time since it was last decorated. And some of these cobwebs have long service medals, but however, that's it.